Yeah, I was in the, like to say, the City of Leith Pipe Band. There's two bands in Leith. There's Seaforth Highlanders and the City of Leith Pipe Band. There's another group at Barrow. Another band, there's about 18 of us. When I first heard them, I thought they were Scottish, I assumed. And the majority was English, actually, with a few Scots thrown into it. We've done a lot of charity work and events. I've done the Lord's Mayor's Parade stuff. On the private function side, we've done a lot of Asian weddings, which was very interesting. We were at the temple at off Melton Road anyway. I did the weddings there, and when Indians get married, they like us to play outside their street, march up and down and all that sort of stuff. Then we all got taken in coaches to Coventry, that'll be for the bridegroom, and again marching up and down in that sort of stuff. They like us to make plenty of noise. The Indian relatives or guests or whatever, family, extended family, they all put money through the letterbox before the bride come out. Then we carry on playing a bit, then play them onto the bus, so we all go on the bus, we all come back to Leicester and go back to the temple. It depends on what section of Asian community we've done, because we've done one where they've been mixed, which is great. But we've done other ones where the men are strictly are on one side and the females are on the other side, you know. But it certainly gave you a good chance to, for the culture. It's very educational and very enjoyable. In fact, we learned one or two tunes of Indian style, but we had to play in the vibe, but it was, some of them were quite catchy anyway, you know, but only one or two. I can't think the names, like I say, it's gone back a long time. But they're catchy tunes and that. I think I can go back why the Asians like the pipes. The Gurkhas, Nepalese. Yeah, no, they're very familiar with that, the pipes, and they do like them. Now, the interesting thing as well is if you hear the Gurkha pipe band, you can tell the Gurkha pipe band from say, a Scottish one, because they use a lot of fast. They upbeat the tempo in the timing, you know, and they can do like a double march, which I've seen at the Edinburgh Tattoo, and right sharp on it, you know, for the march, for the, no set for the minute. So they are distinct there. It's like the Arab ones as well, you know. I've been lucky enough to have listened live to the Sultan of Oman's pipe band. It's a style of music, and like I say, it's a tempo. And you know, you can, like, officers of Scotland could tell the difference, but yeah, all very interesting.